Blog Talk Radio.
Take it down with a beat hammer. Back it hard, let shot in your mood shooter. Choose your balls and have a drink with your painkiller. Take it down. Back up on it like it don't matter. Smash it up, then get down. Broken beat maker. If I could, I'd trade it all for an automator. Here it comes.
Well, holy fucking shit. All right. I mean, ho, ho, ho. So, yeah, we can do it again. And we destroyed shit. Who's this unfamiliar voice, you might ask? Welcome to Very Unafraid Christmas. Holiday edition of Parent Unafraid. I'm Jay Davis, and this unfamiliar voice, that unfamiliar voice, it is. You're right. One Jacob Curran. That is because, and you've been gone so long you've forgotten, undisclosed location. I don't even know where the fuck we are, Jacob.
What are we doing here?
Where's here? I'll tell you what we're doing here. We're doing a fucking crazy show. Here I am cursing a lot, and I put it on public. I should have made this maybe the R-rated one, but I didn't. So, yeah, my fucking apologies to you, Blog Talk Radio, and listeners who don't like to hear me say fuck. Absolutely. So, got a lot to do tonight. I have told the world, Jacob, and I guess it's probably logged into my email at some point, but I told the world, the big broad world of the Parent Unafraid listening universe, the world of the universe, doesn't make any sense, the Parent Unafraid verse, that one lucky emailer / caller, because this is a live episode, we're live right now. There's no going back and editing this. There's no post-production. What we do is raw and right now and real. And one lucky listener, well, you can't just be a listener. You're going to have to email in and call. One of those two will win the Parent Unafraid because Jay Davis says, fuck you, teacher.
Oh, that's right.
So,
right.
It is cool. It even comes in children's sizes. So, any of you callers, listeners, out there who are in what 6 to 10 year old range, call in. You can wear a shirt that says because Jay Davis says fuck you. Baby onesies too. Baby twosies.
You even got one for your cat.
Did I hear you say baby twosies? Ernie Chambers, you son of a bitch.
Ho ho ho, Jay Davis. I would say Merry Christmas, but Ernie Sue Christmas. But I was going to say, Jacob Curran, now if you're using the word toozy, Ernie Chambers done trademark toozy. Ernie Chambers sue you, Jacob Curran.
Right.
Let me try. Merry Christmas, Jacob Curran. Oh, it said Xmas. X stands for ain't no God out there. Bye-bye.
That's one weird son of a bitch. One weird son of a bitch. And kind of glad that he's busy in Lincoln. Jacob Curran, you've been busy. Well, and we could leave it mysterious. Caller X. Oh, I mean, yeah, Mr. Curran. We could leave it mysterious and let the millions of listeners out there wonder what it is that you've been so busy at doing. Maybe you've been doing some covert ops. Maybe you've been out there on the front line mingling amongst the Vandersloots and Minardis of the world, undermining. Maybe that's what you've been doing. It's a mystery. Jacob Curran is a man of mystery.
Ain't no mystery here, Jacob Curran. You're just a bully. You bully Ernie? And I bet you bully Jay Davis? Who's making your coffee, Jay Davis?
Right now I'm not drinking coffee any favors because it's a live 10 o'clock show, 10 o'clock p.m. It is beer. It is beer. No, it's Yuletide cheer, Jacob Curran. Yuletide cheer. Ho, ho, ho to you, Ernie. Ho, ho, ho to you, Jacob. Ho, ho, ho to you, callers and listeners throughout the Unafraidverse. And a great big bah humbug to you, Vandersloot. You and Minardi, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that because in our next segment, we're going to go back in time and revive a listener favorite called Emails from Minardi. We'll be back in just a moment. One second before the song was over. Good timing. Good timing. As always, well, what's this? Oh, the text messenger just went off.
What's that mean?
I believe a studio guest is going to appear here shortly. But before that comes, I know that I promise you listeners a trip back in time to a time where innocence is lost. To a time when Minardi ruined the world. This is Emails from Minardi.
Alright, we have here brand new emails.
It's not brand new, this is back in time.
Oh, brand new back from...
We're in the past.
The ledger starts off today.
Yeah.
get it. It's like I'm in 2014 all over again. Sorry to interrupt you. Go. God, it's just chilling. Chilling.
It caused me to lose my job. But,
okay. We're getting weird here. Have you ever filed a restraining order on there?
I think it's been the other way around. Carry on. Back in time.
Could you please email me a picture of your needle?
Now, I got a foul there.
It gets even freakier, Jacob.
It does. I caution to our listeners.
Yeah. Again, I know we put this on the PG one tonight, but it's about to get X-rated, folks.
I got it from one of your junk, but Lisa ain't never been so lucky.
Oh, there. All right.
Also, I know it's been you who's been training your cat to shit in my yard, but I'm flattering evidence it is starting to make my yard smell extremely terrible, and the sale price of my house has gone down dramatically. I've gone through 5 new neighbors, and all of them complain about the cat.
Shit, with cat.
I believe, just to clarify, there is a restraining order in place. I didn't file it. The beautiful Lady Minardi did not file it. It would be one biggest SOB of the year winner. Vander Sloot has since now filed a restraining order against me. Now back to the email. And in the sake of holiday season and, you know, setting things right, and what did we learn last night, Jacob? You can polish a turd, but it's still a piece of shit. So,
get a polish.
And Lisa, I gotta tell you, it's probably not the cat your neighbors are bitching about. I will tell you that right now. But, Jacob, I've gotta be forthcoming here. Because, and listeners, so I got that email. Yeah, I'm still back in time right now. So I got that email, and I was a little taken aback, you might say. But in all honesty, Jacob,
got a.
Also, our guest is here. So let me hear this one along. Jacob, I did send her a picture minute. Well, I say nipples. It was one nipple. I sent her a nip pic, if you would.
Is that why you had the cat the other day?
Yes. So, Lisa, I know you ain't never been so lucky. Consider this your lucky day, baby.
You get a picture of one tree, though.
A Tony nipple. Yeah. And that's the same one who's leaving the turds in your yard.
I'm training a little bit.
So, what are we at here in the show? What do we got left? We got 12 minutes, and we have not given away a T-shirt yet. Lisa, I apologize. The T-shirts, you might email in, you might call in, and Lisa, you could be. It could be your lucky day once again. You might be the winner. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be free because the Triple XLs, we got to charge extra $3. That's what the Taiwanese manufacturers are telling us. Not my fault. So, Lisa, don't hate me for that one. Okay, so, babe, I got a question for you.
How the fuck do you keep getting in here, Ernie?
Ernie has his way. Ernie's like a ninja. Just call me Stealth Ernie. I'm stealthy. I'm sneaky. I move quietly in the dark.
Fucking weird-ass Ernie fucking Chambers.
Are you not creeped out by this, Jacob? I didn't know this way to shaving, Jacob.
Oh, shit.
He's kind of on to something here. Oh, Ernie's on to very much. Ernie's on to phonics. Ernie's on to hair on.
Ernie, I'm going to have to ask you to stop because we just had a guest walk into the studio. And importantly,
Mr. Russell.
No.
in the hizzy.
Not for you, James.
Yeah,
all right.
Patient voodoo do more than make cake, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ernie.
Merry Kwanzaa to you, JJ.
This shit's getting out of hand. I think we're going to cut this one a little bit short. Jacob, you are the winner of the JJ Says Fuck You t-shirt. And Lisa Bernardi, you're the winner of that nipple pic. I hope you sell your house and move very fucking far away. Jeff, if you're listening, buddy, you shouldn't be because you have a restraining order against me, and I'll call the cops. I will. I'll fuck call Jeff. So, Merry Christmas to all of you listeners throughout the, what do we call it? The Unafraid verse. Merry Christmas. For those of you who don't have your kids at home this Christmas, I really don't know what to say. Yeah. I make a joke out of things because that's the way I deal with it right now. Because it's all a bunch of bullshit and it really is a joke. Ah. Guilt. Bubbles, I'm afraid you don't win because we already given the shirt away. But Bubbles, thanks for listening. I won't reveal your true identity, Bubbles. Maddie Williams. Thanks for listening. Keep up the fight. And we won't get into the gnome thing. Oh, we will. So anyway, the struggle, you keep it up. And on Dancer, on Prancer, on Donner, and Blitzen, right? Comet and Cupid. Ernie and Drunk Bone. And Lisa. Stay beautiful, baby. This is Jay Davis signing out. Jacob. Very well.
Fuck you.
I'll fuck you from Jacob Curran. From the Paranoid Afraid headquarters. The undisclosed bunker, which is located at 7508 Susan Avenue, La Vista, Nebraska, 68128. Merry Christmas.
How does it feel to be one of those with the back against the wall? The wrong way down a one-way street and you're headed for a fall. You've got no hope in the way you go, that there's no one to call a friend. Yes, left to help it end. There's no way you're not gonna see it. You better